Slide your finger.
So we just have to hold it.
To lock. Yeah, slide it up.
Oh.
To lock it. There, yeah. We can edit. Now it's going.
Okay. Oh. 3, 2, 1.
Welcome. Welcome all. To what I'm sure will be a rather fantastic night.
The scene is set. The fire is alight. I hope that you're all ready for this fantastic night.
I felt like I was being read to. Like in bed.
Yeah.
This is the podcast I'll listen to on my drive to work.
Yeah, it is, man. Yeah, yeah.
Like, just like a little afternoon bliss.
What am I in for? Yeah. What am I in for? I'm going to have to stay agile here.
Who's got the tunage happening?
The tunage?
Yeah.
I might be able to hit us up with something.
Yeah.
Make it happen. Fuck, dude. Playlists are a bit old because I haven't actually synchronized my phone for a while. So I have to do things kind of old school. However,
how's the nugs?
Good, man. Yeah, I can. I got Spotify Premium as well, so we can use this.
Yeah.
As an alternative, but
actually, this isn't a bad playlist. Fuck.
Yeah, I suppose
I'll
check
this on. Ah, Bluetooth.
Roll it on out.
This little thing called.
Oh yeah, she connected. Is she seeking a device?
Yeah,
is she
it in pair mode?
Yeah, I'll turn it off and back on.
Connected to Amelia.
Is it? Did it say connected to something just then?
But it was my phone.
Connected to Amelia.
Yeah, you'll have to turn off Bluetooth.
Turn off Bluetooth on your phone. I'm not going to do all of these nugs.
Yeah,
there's still a few, man.
But yeah, do you want to pass me a cigarette, Ben?
Yeah.
Battery 60%.
There you go, you should be able to access. Just hand me whichever nugs you left and I'll put them back in there.
Alright, just put the cigarette on my knee. Oh yeah, on the table's fine as well. The knee is more of a balancing act.
So what was it called again?
Should just say like Bluetooth Bose SoundLink.
Is it Bose
Mobile
SoundLink?
Yeah.
Not found. Ready to pair.
Wireless something.
It's hot. Have you guys seen lighters go off in the fire?
Only with you.
What about deodorant cans? They're pretty good.
Deodorant cans are fun, yeah.
Yeah.
No,
they're fucking
that's
loud.
That's insane. That, like, that can hurt someone.
Nah, man. You put your little lid on.
Yeah, you're set. Over here, you gravy.
Have you done lighters, Sean?
No. I've done a lot of deodorant cans, though.
Yeah, lighters are fun because they're completely unpredictable.
That's not my green lighter, is it?
No.
Alright.
I've got it in my pocket.
These are two old ones that I had stored away.
I'm not seeing this fucking thing.
Dude, I don't know if it's in pair mode. Usually the lights go faster.
It's sort of flashing a bit.
I'll have a look.
But yeah, dude. Oh, 420.
I'll wait until we're back on. The fire's a bit hotter. Yeah, you should be able to.
Like it. Oh, there. Is that it? That's what just turned up. Very soundly. Could not pair.
A7-2070-3A1 generic USB UHE Apple.
Whoa.
What the fuck?
Oh.
Speaking in tongues.
Yeah.
Battery 60%.
What, you bastard?
BCN20703A1 generic USB UHE Apple.
What did it just say?
Could not pair. Please make sure both something is in pair mode. Not pairing mode.
Well, you know what we can do?
I can disconnect
don't
it.
Know. Try
I've
yours,
never had an
no.
issue, yeah.
Maybe my phone's just bugging out.
So is she in pair mode right now?
Battery 60%.
Now.
Galaxy S9.
You bastard. Got it.
It still doesn't say that I'm paired, though.
Yeah.
Okay, apparently I'm connected, but it doesn't show it here.
Mobile device not found.
Yeah.
Not it's not even showing up in my available
mobile
devices
device
anymore.
Not found.
Oh, here it is.
Ready to pair. Connected to Galaxy S9.
Yes.
Nice.
Got it.
Beautiful.
Take it away, Sam.
Done.
Oh.
Alright, so what were we feeling? What was
relief.
The genre we decided on?
No genre in particular.
Maybe some Beatles.
Beatles?
Kick it off.
Yeah, man.
Alright.
Roll it on home.
The good stuff.
What were you
doing? Might roast a bit of...
Oh, yeah, dude.
Bit of something.
Hold on, I'll get this bowl finished off.
Are you mixing up in there?
I got this one over here, yeah. So,
is that this one straight butt?
This one's straight.
That one's straight butt? Or that one?
Yeah.
Dropping that bomb, Sam, your way.
Thank you. Yeah, so Tash has moved out now of the place.
Okay.
Yeah, Tash is back in Germany. We've got this new girl, Berlin.
Yeah.
I'm still not decided. So, like, I don't really know her too well yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
So a new dynamic.
Yeah.
What's your dynamic? You got James?
So in the house at the moment, there's actually not that many people.
Okay.
Because James and Alex are on a holiday up at the ladder.
Well, James is in the UK as well.
Yeah, both James and Alex are.
Oh.
So it's just... me and three Brazilian chicks.
Okay, so that can't be too terrible.
Can't be too terrible. No.
Yeah, dude, fuck.
No, it's not what you would call hell.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
oh, that's cool. Nice.
I moved out of there yesterday.
Sure.
I moved all my shit over to Filmside yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just so that I can put the room up earlier.
Okay, yeah, cool.
And
yeah, because really, it's 3 weeks away. Like,
yeah, it's really like...
Yeah.
It's not far away.
Yeah, nice. So. That's cool.
Yeah. And then they're all leaving, actually, before I leave.
Sure.
Overseas.
So who's going to hold the lease?
So James. It's in James's name.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck, oh, that's tough.
Yeah. Yeah. You never got anyone to sign on. And they sort of, like, charge, like, a managerial fee, I suppose.
Okay.
So, like, absorbing some risk.
He absorbs the risk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, dude, wow, okay.
So there's two dips, spring onion, and then cheesy something.
cheese and chai.
Nice, dude.
Dude, thank you. Yeah, okay. Well, I hope the house, you know, can get some new people in, some new life.
Yeah, I'm scoping someone to take the larger room.
Okay.
To hold it for me, kind of thing.
Oh yeah.
It'd be convenient if I had a place to come back to.
Dude, you should, if you put it up on, like, Gumtree, I reckon, like, backpackers will take the room for a few months. Like,
for a little bit.
They want to stay in Brizzy.
Is this Lana?
Hmm?
Lana Del Rey.
Oh. I'm not sure. I wasn't driving. It is, yeah.
Yeah, she's good. Nice sound. That's a nice little bowl. It's got a nice tone to it.
Yeah,
it's got a nice pattern to it. It's got a nice artwork.
Alright, I reckon we go around wherever long you feel like and do a song pick each.
I've just added a few to the queue.
Yeah.
We can, just pass around down to the queue.
Yep.
Yeah.
What I'll do.
This is Sean's track. This is Ben's track. This is Sam's track.
It's fucking sad. Absolutely.
And we need to send Sean home, Sam, with his own little plan. Like, how can we not? Every time Sam comes down, we do, like, keeps in the planning.
God.
Yeah, it's fun.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Sean would know it from the bonsai that would come home and...
Yeah.
You know, a few little...
We've, like, continued it.
Bit of a trend going on.
Good, thanks, man.
Oh, yeah, please.
How'd the chop go?
Good, man. She's ready. How's that pipe looking, Sean?
Yeah, just clean it
out. You just nug it all out?
Yeah, so there's still half the nugs.
Yeah, cool.
But yeah, should be pretty nice.
Yeah.
Should be pretty good.
Sean, I have. Speaking of, I don't know. So, where are you now?
Back in the
old place.
Yeah.
Is there a capability to hang like a wall?
What's that?
Piece of wall art.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So like you can. I don't know if I'd like say it's yours forever, but you can totally take, like, I have, just because I have so much art that's not going to be used, but I have a painting that I did when I was, like, I'll show it to you.
Yeah.
I have to say it,
dude. I'll have a look.
But if you like it, feel free.
Yeah, dude.
I've showed some of the artwork I've done.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, why don't you hang it? You have to hang your own artwork.
Yeah.
But
if
people have space and they like it.
Other people do.
Yeah. Why not share the
exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
We can do like a little viewing in the morning, bring them outside, set them up in the backyard.
You guys can both, like, they've just been sitting there for like 3 years, and it's not like you guys are going anywhere. Like, just fucking.
Yeah.
Well, you might, but.
Dude, basically, like, my plan is like when I do eventually go back to Europe, I'll just like bring all of my plants here. Or at least the ones that you'd be willing to take.
Yeah.
Then everything else to Toowoomba.
Okay.
And just like, you know, diversify the assets, leave some with Hardgrave, you know, let the house continue on.
It'll be interesting to see too, because I might be, this time next year, I don't know, could still be studying, doing my honours, living here, sending it for another year.
Yeah.
Man, like, you'll be working either way. It's just like, will you be working for like economic gain or for like educational?
Well, they say that, man. They say at least in our degree, honors. They say, man, it's really difficult to try and even hold a job with this honors, particular, you know, like, just don't, if you do part-time work, do under, like, 20 hours.
Oh, yeah. As a student full-time, like, 15 hours is, like, a sort of good limit, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're doing full-time, like, full-time hours.
But it's interesting, yeah.
Mm.
Man, the mind, just this vessel.
Oh.
Everyone carries one around, and everyone has to deal with it differently.
Yeah.
What's yours is not mine, you know? Vice versa.
Mm.
Oh,
that's so
weird. Yeah.
Interesting.
It is very interesting.
Do you know what leads to happiness long term? Like the biggest predictor?
What's that?
Three words.
Mm.
Quality.
Quality.
Of.
Friends.
Relationship.
Relationships. Yeah. I totally agree with that.
So that doesn't mean you might be an orphan. Like, it's just saying the quality of your relationships, that's the strongest predictor of well-being.
Yeah.
So you can have, like, two or three... Technically speaking, the research shows that you, like, to be well.
Yeah.
Like, you're optimal. Like, you can't kind of really get more than that.
Mm.
All you need is five close people.
Yeah.
Five.
That's why we don't need social media for friends. We need to use it as a tool.
Yeah.
That's why it's
a tool, yeah.
It's a communication. It's a form of communication.
It can diffuse that, though.
Yeah.
To where people aren't well. Because they're like, man, I don't fucking have any relationship. I'm just smashing Facebook.
Yeah.
We can. And I wrote in my blog that in the future, there'll be a huge difference between people that can use social media as a tool and those that get addicted to it in that way.
Oh, so, and dude, there'll be pockets of like
huge.
Oh, you are?
There'll be pockets of people where it will become, now we don't do any social media, like on university campuses.
Yeah.
We don't do technology. And people are like, man, I'm part of this fucking group. Fuck you, dude. Like, you know how people gather for protests, like, nowadays? They're like, are you liberal? Are you labor? Like, what? That will happen. And
then
there'll be people going, dude, it's not good for our well-being.
It will happen, but the people that do use it will be better off in the end if they know how to use it really well.
Man,
you can use it as a tool. It is the most powerful tool that we've ever come up with.
I did a
online
whole assignment just
media.
Recently.
I did
a whole assignment on social media and mental health.
Yeah, totally. Because I think it's the biggest problem in mental health today.
That was the topic that
I
we were given, dude.
Yeah.
Do you know what happened with my assignment?
Yeah, have you read my blog now?
No.
You would fucking love my blog.
I'll read it then. But what I'm saying is in correlation with what you're saying, I did an assignment where I studied the maladaptive coping like behavioral system based on social media.
Yeah.
And what it comes down to isn't that if you do it, it's bad. So for me, psychology is that I don't want to just keep linking shit. Linking shit's one thing. I want to fucking understand, like, the scene. Like,
yeah. The thing is, it's addictive because humans are social animals.
What?
Their reward, fundamentally, comes from the way that other people
see
what they do.
We were supposed to take a side for the assignment.
We take social
reward. Is it good or bad?
Yeah.
And I went fucking...
It's
I had my mark back. I went...
It's
what I titled it was the impetus of... I can't remember what the full title was, but essentially it's the how and why.
Mm.
Of social media, like the implications.
Yeah.
It's not it.
Yeah.
It's an extension of the individual.
Yeah.
But
totally. Because like, I mean, you can use social media as an extremely powerful tool to connect social networks to allow for really efficient like opportunity searching. It's extremely efficient for that. But it can be also extremely addictive because you can get a really short feedback loop in your dopamine cycle.
Man, I was just gonna say dopamine. I was just gonna say to you.
When you can
biologically.
When you can post a selfie of yourself
online,
bang, 100 likes,
dude,
huge dopamine.
I feel great right now. Oh yeah, people think I feel great.
Dude.
And you can do it 3 or 4 times a day. It's like the most addictive drug on the planet.
Do you know what
it
I did?
Is.
How I built the assignment?
So
I've got social media and mental health.
Yeah.
You know how I built the assignment?
Yeah.
I looked at risk factors.
Mm.
It's how and why it's being used. It's
fucking
not
absolutely.
It,
yeah.
Right? So
yeah,
I looked
yeah.
at risk factors.
So right, man.
Two, I looked at risk factors. Two. So the first thing is, what were you just saying?
Dopamine feedback loops.
Yeah, so the first thing is,
short loop dopamine.
I linked it to, biologically, there's studies, which I've done a whole other assignment on.
Yeah.
That essentially say that multimedia tasking, or using multiple forms of media, consuming simultaneous media because of this information overload, is completely has a completely negative correlation with your executive function. So not...
I covered that in the blog as well.
So I
because
put
basically
that...
It's removing your attention system.
Dude.
Because when you're on the feed, you're not in control of what you're watching.
Yeah.
You just fed this information. And then your actual attention system, which is fundamental to learning anything at all, is just eroded and then given to this social... Because you're put in a demographic. You trust that demographic to show you the content.
So in an assignment form, where does that go? So what I took it to was as far as identity formation.
That's interesting. Yeah.
And the phenomena of selective self presentation. That's a new phenomena that there's research on, where we are naturally constantly comparing ourselves.
Oh, we've always selectively presented ourselves to people.
Yeah, but it's added this new dimension.
We've not yet been able to do it consciously.
Biology has done it.
Social strategy is a very old thing, but now social strategy has played out in a much faster pace, much more addictively, in larger groups of people.
Well, I took that evidence and I went, so biologically this is what happens.
Yeah.
If you're in adolescence and your prefrontal cortex hasn't yet developed, which is something between 20 to 30 typically, you need everything you've got with executive functioning for high risk behaviors, for emotional regulation,
mm-hmm.
a lot of stuff.
Risk management.
And then
absolutely.
That all feeds into identity formation, which essentially might make you static within one stage of development that you wouldn't normally be static in.
I actually claimed in the blog that social media addiction causes learning disability.
Think of it this way.
I claimed that.
Dude, think of it this way. Exactly. Blog. This is the thing, though. This is how I had to come out. I had to bring in some counter arguments. And it is linked in as far, so example, real life world example.
Yeah.
I'm depressed, I'm anxious, I want to kill myself.
Yeah.
I go online and I see that you go, man, I was depressed once and I made it.
Yeah.
And
then that's inspiration.
More, right? And I go, man,
that's inspiration.
Other people are out there.
Exactly.
There's a direct link in physical.
And that's the beauty of being able to selectively find information and people
social,
and stories.
So, dude, social media
it's
isn't
power.
Bad. It's
no,
what you do with it.
Exactly.
And what, all you see,
exactly.
all
it
you
is,
see is people doing this. Some people are doing this. They're like, social media's there, and they're like, hey, man, what's up for a couple hours a day?
Mm.
Some people are just like fucking clamoring on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just requires original thinking.
Yeah.
Like, you just can't. You can't be too susceptible to the dogma of the platform. Like, these people
that are stuck in these toxic
feeds are the ones that aren't taking control of what they want to see.
Yeah.
They want something to do that for
you need
them.
You need to be aware of what you're subscribed to.
Yeah.
So, anytime you see something that you don't want to see in a feed, click the little menu thing and hit
unfollow.
See less like this or unfollow.
Yeah.
And then, over time, your feed becomes
beautifully
tailored stream of like the information that you really want to see. But the thing is, you need to take control of what that is.
So I've been chatting to one of my tutorial teachers, his name is Keith, and he's taught me in first year. And he's doing his PhD in organizational psychology.
That's cool.
But I was telling him the other day, we were walking, we've been sharing these like walks across campus.
Yeah,
every class is trimester, just happenstance.
Uh-huh.
And at the end, he's like, man, last week, because we're walking and talking, and I've been reading, back reading since I finished my assignments, this little existential book that I've got, Existentialism. He's like, Ben, you're into that? I want to do existential therapy. And I'm like, fuck off. Holy shit. Hell yeah. Anyway, we got to this space where I was like, man, mindfulness is about you learn how to evaluate your attachment to the world.
Dude, mindfulness.
To your thoughts.
Mindfulness,
to
yeah.
You, to my lover. To, like, attachment becomes
to
this,
the present.
What is all of this
right now,
to me
about.
Now, and what does it have to mean? And it doesn't need to mean a lot of other stuff.
I think the big, like, realization for mindfulness is that time is right now. Like, to a plunk length, time
yeah.
is right now. Always
so,
has been and always will be.
He
exactly at this
exact
moment.
Dude, he
so if you're not there, like, if you're not engaged, you don't exist.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
He challenged me on a couple things, though, because I was like, Kiefer, I was really excited. I'm like, Kiefer, my mom uses this acronym because we talked about the growth mindset. And
yeah.
And he's like, I said fear because we're talking about anxiety and how it can inhibit people.
Totally.
And
yeah,
I was like, my mom's always told me because she's worked with criminals and she's a psychologist.
Yeah.
She's always told me, she's like, Ben, fear, because I've dealt with fear in my life, like having anxiety and little tiny bit of OCD for like 6 months. Just minor, but like I was like, fuck, I'm super anxious.
Yeah.
Early 20s.
Yeah.
And she's like, fear is false evidence appearing real. So if you think, and then Kiefer, I told Kiefer this, and he's like, hang on, Ben. And he saw me and he's like, he got scientific and he's like, the way I understand fear is that it's the physiological response, which is true, the James Lang theory, which is William James and Carl Lang, came up with this. They know that emotion is a biological reaction to a physiological sensation.
Yeah, it's a physical response.
And he's like,
to an abstract concept.
He dropped that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the limbic system on overdrive.
Yeah, back on me. Anyway, so we're like exploring this like whole realm. And then I said, man, if I could, not for honors, but if I could, for, as a hobby for the rest of my life, longitudinal qualitative research, I want to study how technology. So I'm not looking at a fucking like correlation. I'm looking at how technology,
yeah.
not for or against. It's not an argument based research.
The
project.
Beautiful thing is, as soon as you involve technology, you've just given yourself a lifetime of work.
Dude.
Because technology always changes and updates. And there's always new problems with new technology.
But I'm not forming an argument. What I'm saying is, technology is here.
Oh yeah.
Cross culturally speaking, there's differences. But anyway, technology. Not linked to like, oh, depression, no. How technology is affecting existential development, as in the four core existential inevitables, which are like intimacy and isolation. Think of social media and think of phones.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm alone. I don't want to be alone. I'm cool.
I
don't ever want to be alone. Fuck that. I can't be alone. It's like a constant. So it's about isolation, connection.
Yeah. And that's where the selfies come from. That's
meaning,
where the narcissism comes from.
Wait for it, yeah. Meaning and meaninglessness. So meaningfulness and meaninglessness.
Yeah.
It's gonna, what I'm saying is technology is gonna come in and challenge all of these things that we normally develop.
It becomes your identity.
That's but
you
that's where
that
but people don't understand and
like,
that's why it's not just
looking,
about
if you're looking at a phone 8 hours a day, you become a phone out 8 hours a day. Because
that's your existence.
You
but
are
yeah,
what
I,
you're focused on.
I don't want to look at the ripple effects. I want to look at
your
what's happening.
Stream.
Yeah.
I want to look at what's happening. And it is these. When I say existential, I just mean the fundamental parts of being alive.
Yeah.
Existing.
Yeah.
That we know. It's in philosophy that we normally go through.
Yeah.
Or they can be triggered, and then we and then we reevaluate them in ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's meaningfulness and meaninglessness. So, for example, you have a family, you create a life, and they all die in a car accident.
Yeah.
You kind of got to wake up and be like, what's the point of everything? What the fuck? It's intimacy and isolation, which we sort of develop. That's a part of development.
But,
and then,
at some point, you also have to realize that what you really enjoyed all those years was time spent constructively.
Yeah.
And you can always spend time constructively.
Dude,
if you can spend time constructively, I think you'll enjoy your life.
It's even like spend time creatively.
Oh, fucking earth. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's construction.
Creation
though.
Is construction.
No, that's what I mean. Like, I'm just extending on what you're saying. Like,
yeah.
That that phrase made me go, yeah, totally. It is a creative construction.
It is. That's what. That's,
you know, you need healing, you need well being, and you need.
It's a CC.
It is a CC, yeah.
We'll just call this episode the CC.
Creative constructors.
Sponsored by CCs.
Anyway, and then how technology fucks with our. I was talking to Kiefer about this, like, had this conversation. I was like, how technology affects the other of the four, which is life and death. So
yes.
That means a
lot. It's an
lot.
Interesting one.
It's a big one. It means a lot, but it means that we all have this underlying friction, or like we don't know how to talk to what death is and what it means, and we're either intimidated or we're like, we don't do that, or it's like.
I think death is a natural part of life, and I think it probably always will, either should or will be.
And that's
where
social media, though, for some people, it can be the last.
As technology develops, death will no longer be an issue.
I think if
but
we,
think about it this way.
Possibly.
Social media quite often is the last place that people exist before they kill themselves. It's a funny, like, paradigm where. Life and death is so, it's just weird. It's
maybe
added this whole other way.
Maybe it's just you realize that you aren't yourself.
I think like your study is more interested though in social media though, yeah, not technology.
Well,
technology is just a procedure. Like, just
technology,
the,
I should say, yeah. So that particular part would be that's just one. Maybe
just,
yeah,
like,
you go further.
Like you, without being too abstract, like literally anything is technology.
No,
like
I
this
know.
Conversation is technology.
I mean electron, like, I mean...
Yeah, exactly,
yeah.
Like a social media...
Like last
digital
80...
technology.
Yeah. Last 80
years. Information technology.
Like
and all we're doing is
digital
taking,
sociology or something.
Yeah,
it's
all
like,
we're taking, though, is instead of being broad and being
the
like...
The social internet.
This is one negative. We're not doing that.
The social
or
internet.
Or one positive. We're saying this is what's happening.
Yeah.
In relation to these core components.
Yeah.
Which can have this outcome.
Mm.
It's not, and
that's a worthy thing,
and
to
then,
be able to say,
dude. And
yeah.
he said to me, Ben, you should just start doing research, and
dude,
just start writing, like just.
I think you
but,
should, and I think we should write papers,
dude.
You
we
I.
should discuss it. The point for me is this: how do we
talk about
think
it.
About
yeah.
it? How do we philosophize on current sort of understanding, criticism, but more than that, like just. Man, I've been listening to a lot of the On Being podcasts that are about like vulnerability.
Mm.
Like just
yeah, oh I took that one on that you sent
it's
through
good.
As well. So what I'm doing with this, Sean, so when passing around in circles, you only light like the edge.
Yeah.
So this is like technique called cornering, which
circles
don't have corners.
Yeah. Yeah, so
like, I like to call it
like,
edging.
You like take a certain
it's a little chunk.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's always fresh.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're smoking always fresh, and it just like creates a social.
Man.
Yeah.
I got that.
Yeah, nice.
That's an easy one, Foley.
Yeah, it's all about being vulnerable.
Well, vulnerability
I think friendships are that, like letting the barriers come down, letting yourself be your pure.
Well,
your pure in a
like today I was in
up.
A trance. I've been in a trance for like 6 weeks, right? And I'm standing there waiting.
Yeah.
Like, man, we're about to go into 103.
The journey begins. Like.
And then the vulnerability blanket happens because you're naturally, there's like another person, you're together, like everything sheds. And I think a true measure of a healthy and just like awesome, like lovely friendship is that level of vulnerability. And ever since post India, it just gets set.
Yeah.
The thing is, it's about being able to share what is on your mind, because problems are often difficult to solve, and if you can share a problem with five of your closest friends, that problem is being solved by five times the number of neurons in one person's head. And in fact, when you take into account social circles and the broader community, that problem often ends up being solved by, I don't know, like,
I think what's difficult a lot of the time though is that it's not
many different perspectives solve the same problem. That gaining
more
perspective.
But I think so much of what people suffer with isn't actually problem solving. It's needing emotional support.
Yeah.
Because I think, like, you know, at least for me, like,
well,
that's really not, that's not like my,
engagement.
That's not something I'm fully in need of, but you see like these social media problems, and a lot of it is you don't get that that true emotional component. You don't get that true shared feeling.
I brought that in.
Yeah.
The normative developmental like period throughout adolescence requires sustained trust. Company, physical company. Like there's research that says like you have to physically bond.
It can show like amygdala
in order for you to go, not just go, I've got a friend, but go, my peer, you got to go through these levels of like, they have to accept me. I need to get this peer acceptance.
Typically, like this Maslow component.
Typically. Yeah. And then that makes you go, I'm a normal person. I'm going to go to my career.
Yeah.
Like, and if that, any of that gets hinged.
I've attained self-actualization.
And think about social media with identity development and all the gratification that comes through.
Yeah.
But I said to Mum, if you part of this study and I'm talking about
that feedback,
if you measure
where you establish who you are,
one of the first things I'd do is be like, find one of the best like combined scales, multiple scales, and how to measure meaningful, like what are the meaningful factors in your life. Find a survey.
Yeah.
Take away technology for like 3 weeks and ask the same question.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
And then compare.
Yeah.
Just as one little like little salt flake into the research, like the subjective.
Right.
And then how that's related to psychological well-being, and it's like
that already exists. It's called like these school camps, like Outward Bound camps, these things like that.
Yeah.
You don't take like on the Outward Bound camps. It's not like a normal school camp. You take nothing but the clothes on your back. You're given a backpack, some fucking food, and a little piece of plastic to sleep under for a week, and you have to walk like 10 kilometers
a day.
It's
a psychological thing,
and it's just like you have to build yourself into like a homogenous problem solving group of people within that time, which requires bonding, requires a shared respect, and to go through a week of shit,
a week of
struggle as a team, working through these things. You know, people are going to have hard times, people are going to have to stick together, you know? Like,
no, it's the my lecturer actually has been part of studies like that. Her name is Catherine Bennett. She's from the States, and she's worked with like gangs and stuff in Chicago, all about how in adolescent development how identity is just like so fucking askew.
Yeah.
Like, dad just pissed off like when I was 2, and mom's doing crack. Like,
yeah,
they're just snapped, and they're looking for belonging.
Yeah,
she goes in and does this like psychological development, like helps them find get on track, like, find a job.
That is such a cool fucking
get into
thing
a relationship.
Do.
Like, you know, it's
that is such a good thing to do. That would be
so dude,
fulfilling.
You know what I did
oh,
after
shit.
I realized that she actually
yeah,
has been
yeah.
part of these studies?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's real modest, but she must have married an Australian guy. She's
uh-huh.
been here for like 14 years, but she's got twins, and they're like 9-year-olds. So quite often throughout the developmental psychology lecture, she refers to the twins. Like, not personally, but she'll just be like, we're talking about how hectic it gets at the end of puberty for girls.
Yeah.
Gets insane, like on every level.
Yeah. Yeah.
she's like, just come back and remind me when my twins are like sending, you know, because it challenges everything. Like your parental child relationship completely transforms.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, so
it absolutely would, yeah.
I went up to her at the end of the like fourth week lecture, and I was like, man, next. So right now I've been volunteering at still the art center.
Yeah.
Doing like this art therapy
program
thing. And then also doing this industry mentoring program, which is now finished, meeting with the you know, registered working clinical psychologist and like having chats, case studies, and like I can discuss anything, and it's been really great. But I haven't had a lot of time besides all my uni work.
Yeah.
So I said to her, next trimester I'll have a heap of time.
Yeah.
Can I assist you in some research? So I'm hopefully
That's
gonna
cool.
be doing some like adolescent developmental.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I guess you just have to be aware of what your question is.
Yeah, exactly.
If you know what your question is.
Well, she might have already made that question.
Or she might have.
You know
question.
What I mean? She might be like, here's the data, just do some.
Yeah.
Anyone up?
Hold on, another one. Just, man, whacking some nugs. Or I can do it.
Yeah.
Remedy Blue.
I'll pass you around. You start the train.
First day of winter, folks.
Man.
Here in Brisbane.
Dude, apparently so.
Yeah.
Here in the Gold Coast.
Yeah, but...
Do you guys know that it was a full moon 2 nights ago?
I do.
Dude,
what
do you sound like? Oh, we're just 2 nights off.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Just imagine if it was just like...
Oh, man.
Classic.
Wait, yeah.
Apparently the Gold Coast has a fucking international airport.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
I flew out of the Gold Coast to Japan.
That's been like for...
How long's that been?
At least 5 years. I want to think a decade, though, yeah.
I've never flown out of the
Gold
Coast.
I think Coolangatta, yeah.
I've always
flown out of the... Yeah, always Brisbane,
yeah.
Yeah.
Hasn't it been
like
50 years?
Yeah.
15? I don't know.
What? Well, mate. 50.
Oh,
I would,
50.
I would actually have no idea either way, honestly.
Dude. What a unique track.
I'm not sure what we've gotten on to. Oh, yeah. Dude, that's right. This is a long one.
Alright, I reckon you pick something by...
That was 22 minutes. Yeah, that was abstract. Sorry, lads.
Pods are good.
That's good shit there.
Yeah. Man, I had these when doing camping recently. And then, like I told you about like the 5 hour evening adventures. Bowman and Tash were wearing boots. And I just had these with socks on.
Dude.
And you'd get to...
Crazy?
Sorry?
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah. And so like when you got to the climbing, I had to take these off.
Because you look like a ninja turtle.
I had to take these off and put them in my jacket.
Yeah.
And make this so the
shoes are tight. For those sitting at home, he's got a fucking... set of flip-flops.
Pop these in. Socks off.
The pods.
Yeah. Socks off.
You had to de-pod.
To allow.
Hang on, fellas. Let me de-pod.
He's like a bean at the end of its life cycle. Like, sucked into this.
No. You know what's the craziest part before you keep going, Sam?
Yeah.
Sam and I went to Crystal Castle last time we hung out, and the fucking first thing that we come after discovering these epic pods, we come across in Crystal Castle this like monument of Buddha's pods, literally
Buddha's
called
Buddha's
own thongs that were like
what?
The sole, huge,
yeah.
The
like,
same shape.
They were like this,
and it's
big.
Like a plaque that says Buddha's pods.
And then you walk through the pods into his garden.
Sam and I are walking around in our pods, like,
holy shit.
Fucking, we lost it, man.
Yeah.
We absolutely lost the plot. I got some fantastic photos of Sam that day.
Buddha's pods.
With this, like, hot, like, bright rainbow umbrella that he was, like, walking in.
Dude, someone should sell Buddha's pods.
Dude, that could be us. We're gonna set up a market stall in the front yard.
Is that, like, possible? Are you allowed to do that?
Yeah, well,
should
people just walk past our house and we'll just sell it with cash.
Dude, should
it's
we
like
do
a garage sale every Saturday.
Yeah.
Should we do we should we just go into like developing Buddha's pods?
Yeah. Well, we just need a manufacturer. We just need a supplier. Like if we can just
and
like
on the bottom man, we'll take the images and we'll like somehow get that like
on the top bit, yeah. We could do like a laser cut or something. Like an etch. I don't have Buddha's pods on my phone, only on my camera.
Yeah, I'll show you guys later. I got some better pictures. Yeah. Yeah. There's also, I got a big thing of pasta salad, so like feel free to grab some of that as well. If you're like more hungry than chips.
Yeah, dude. Sounds good. I just had this thought come to my head. That ended with the phrase barriers to value production.
Yeah.
But I can't remember how I got that.
I don't need that at this point.
Yeah.
But I understand. It's funny
what
being
the barriers to value production.
It's funny being able to observe that because when I get a value shot, I sit there. I go there, I take the coffee.
Yeah.
Find a park.
Coffee's good.
I have my little ritual, right? So I don't smoke a lot of cigarettes, but when I get up early and I get there, it's usually the sun's just coming up.
Yeah.
always get my fresh coffee that I've brought on the way. triple shot.
Holy shit.
Grande.
Dude, I would go like a single
and
shot.
So hot and just...
Boom. Dude,
and then
you'd just be like...
I'd stand at the car and I'd have a cigarette.
Yeah.
I'd take 10 minutes
before
I even start.
Fuck.
This burly journey, where I take 10 minutes and just observe the whole environment, and I'm like, and you're about to go in and just get like refreshed.
Yeah.
You're gonna send it. And then I go in there for like 3 hours, headphones on, watch the ocean, just Bono there, just full blast. For like
dude,
3 hours.
How good is that shit?
And then I leave and I'm like, fucking sweet.
It's like,
that was all I needed.
I am feeling good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
It's important to have these little things that we do.
That's the beauty of, like, well, one of the things about why I fucking love, I'm addicted to good, like, hi-fi shit. Like, good speakers, good headphones and stuff. Because it's just, like, the sound is just, like, so engaging and, like, so rich that it just sucks you in. Like, no matter how much you pay attention to it, you can't fault the sound, like,
well,
when you can do that, it's like,
dude,
you just pay attention to the thing, and if it sounds like it's actually real, like, it's right in front of you.
Dude, part of the thing that I
if
hope we do with age, and with our careers, and with being able to, like, afford it, is this hang in, like, 20 years will include, like, fucking floor speakers and record players, or a record player, and we'll just be like, man, here's this new track.
Dude.
Like,
dude, vinyls are actually
talking about authentic, because man, there's nothing like
vinyls are pretty popular.
Yeah, vinyls come back.
I've never even had a record player, but I've had friends who have them, and I'm like, man,
it's
you had like an awesome system.
Holding a beautiful piece of art in your hands,
dude,
like this,
it's wax.
Yeah,
a beautiful image, like a beautiful artwork, and then the recording itself, like the output of like so many people's work.
The fact that you can like hold this vessel.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
You've employed those people, you know?
Yeah.
Fuck, it's good.
Well, they've employed themselves.
They've
like,
employed themselves,
oh, man.
But you've allowed
they've
it, right?
They've consumed
you've
their
allowed
creation.
It. Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting. The more that people can afford to pay for art, then the more artists people can employ.
Yeah, that's what I like about this Khan Academy inverted pyramid model.
Yeah.
Like, as the lower of the pyramid and the middle of the pyramid, so as your labor class and your work and your bureaucratic class lose jobs to automation.
Yeah.
You need a higher capitalist class.
Mm.
And that capitalist class will become art. Like, you'll have more artists and more entrepreneurs as a result of unemployment.
Oh, yeah, totally.
As a result of automated...
People... I like
induced unemployment.
Because like ideas kind of employ people, and when employment is low, you need new ideas. So you need artists. You need people that can come up with new
you,
things.
You can have like a really
creative.
Joyful human existence.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, because as you said, people have more money for art. It also means more artists can be.
Yeah, can thrive. Yeah, yeah.
And that's
and
where like a UBI
more,
base.
And you get more. Diverse inspiration as well. Depending on who you subscribe to on social media. If you subscribe to diverse art and content on social media platforms, you become a much more well-rounded person.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Like, dude, that's what I think with platforms like Spotify and YouTube, like...
YouTube is fucking unbelievable.
The ability to get inside another's mind.
That is a beautiful example of technology.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the amount of bandwidth you need to just punch, like, 4K video around the world.
Yeah, well, fiber optics under the sea, under the ocean.
The fucking backbone
dude,
of this
the infrastructure
thing,
is fucking
yeah.
incredible.
Yeah.
I'll pass you this one, man.
Yeah.
The infrastructure is just next level.
Yeah, it's getting good.
Oh.
Cheers. Dude.
Making it happen, Ben.
Hope so.
Then a little bit of hardwood on top of that.
beautiful night. For those listening at home, it's beautifully clear.
Oh, driving down here this evening towards the coastline was just incredible.
Feel good?
So beautiful, like the purple in the sky, the orange sun setting to your right.
Dude, what I loved is like I was standing on that top waiting for you with my backpack. And I see, I'm thinking of you, metacognitively, like going, I wonder where he is, like picturing coming in. And I see you just drive, just like that, oh, there he is, this sound, and you're just like,
cheeky U-turn, and off we go. Oh, tune.
I think I hit that spot.
So this is the last song on the track, on the queue. So phone's there. What you need to do to add, so my on button is just at the side there.
Yeah.
Swipe it up, no code. Spotify. And then you know how to roll it. So if you need to go to the home button. Yeah, so. Yeah.
Alright. Anyone up for this?
She's still got some in.
I'm good right now.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what we need to hear. Alright, so it's my pick and then we'll go Sean.
Just feel.
Feel it out.
It is a hard decision though, because it's hard to go to feeling.
I found it.
And
you
action.
Said feel it out, I found
you
it.
You found it?
Okay. Yeah, a lot of times, like, which feeling do you listen to?
Oh yeah, trying to be selective enough.
Change the song!
I'm feeling it.
Ben! That's not on. That is not. You add the cue.
I just had another weird phrase come to my head.
I didn't realize that I was adding to the cue.
Acceptable non selectivity.
So.
Acceptable non selectivity.
Yeah.
What do you mean by
the acceptable level of being able to just take a gamble at the end of a decision between options?
Like chance.
Yeah.
Intuition.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like it's like that classic even this left versus right brain sort of idea. It's like at which point do you make like a plan and strategy? At which point
does it not matter?
What's up?
Where were we?
Oh dude, we had some Brian Johnston massacre on. Yeah, we were here.
Okay. The point at which it doesn't matter is where.
So where's your tune?
You can save the computer.
Well, put it on back. So you just hold down the song, hold it down. Yeah, add the cue. There we go, man. We're up. We're rolling.
We're rolling.
Yeah, one, two. Yeah. Because you and Owen both vibe on that shit. Yeah, so I've gotten into it growing in through you.
Double,
I like that new album.
Double,
yeah.
Double. Like, he's just like, man, alright.
I'm digging it. Exams to go.
Hardest part is over, Sam. Oh. Just like You know what I mean? Like, you just go, that's all of it.
Yeah.
That's been the last 3 years of cognitive, like, sculpting.
Development, yeah.
Cutting away, creating a new...
Oh.
Man, what a spot.
Yeah, I like to say that.
Yeah. There's a hooky thing somewhere. I don't know where it went.
Dude, the axe is the tool for the job. I'm the big fan of using the axe.
Axe is up.
Yeah, it's just so much more practical, yeah.
Yeah.
Like at my party, I was using the shovel. That was cool.
Dude, you're gonna come up sometime to the farm.
Yeah.
Take the machete up the mountain.
Oh, nice, yeah.
That is fun.
Yeah,
terrible.
Nice.
Dude,
and,
so
like,
much hard work. Seriously, like... So much hard work.
Yeah, and now we get to reap in the reward, you know? Like, this is what it's all for. Recreation as a result of your working hard.
Yeah. Dude, as a species, how do we work hard?
And this is what we've always done, though, too. We've created a fire and we sit. That's
share,
like...
Share stories.
That's like an ancient, like... genetic
story sharing
markup.
Yeah, being on the same page. Yeah, your existence. Oh, your whole past, the whole concept of what was is a story. Yeah. Like, do you have a shit life? Is what happened to you? That's what I think. It's like, it's really great. I don't know what you said exactly before, man. It was something on the lines of that, but it's like, you know, something power of now, like, in the sense of, like, no, like, if you're suffering, you can understand it right now. Like, you don't need more time. You can...
It comes down to that triangle,
can, you
right?
can realize that
as
you're
said,
in that...
Yeah. You're here.
You go, hang on, let's break this shit down. It's one of three things. Cognition, affect, or behavior.
Yeah.
It's one of them. You don't know which comes first, too. Like, the whole point of psychology isn't going, this is the order. It's saying, this is the dimension.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
it's
people
a pattern.
Forget that. And you go, man, because some people come down on this dimension a lot. And some people are up here. They're like, man, I don't know how to control my thinking into calm, you know, be calm. Whereas some people have an incredible amount of affect, which is depressive disorder.
Yeah.
It's like controlled problem solving. Because any like anxiety comes from a problem that you foresee or something like that, right?
It's also daily, though. This is the other thing that I was saying to my mom. A lot of people, it's not, what's the answer, man? Like, I'm gonna watch a TED talk and like figure it out. Like, psychology is literally for everyone.
Oh yeah.
A daily thing. You don't achieve well-being. Mm. You live well-being.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Living well-being is ultimately achieving well-being, but...
Yeah.
For you...
But
you
got to, like, consume
limit,
good quality media also.
There should not be a limit. There should not be
to get there.
Yeah.
Because you take inspiration from other entities. Like, if you want to learn what it is to be human, you watch other humans do it.
Yeah.
And the other big component is that it's like... You can't really manifest... Instantly, you have to live.
No, yeah,
you have
exactly.
To live manifesting.
Mm.
You can't make.
And it's
you
about
have to be like you have to be making.
And
like,
you have to be
two different.
Oh, you're always progressing.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. It's about.
You're not stagnant.
Yeah, totally. But it's hard though to pick up on yourself quite often because things are habitual. You don't have those like you don't realize that you're in a particular state.
Dude,
it's
this
just
is
sort of automatic.
I had this talk.
It's like picking yourself up and realizing, oh. Okay, I'm in this state. It's like, I'm doing this. You know,
I had a
that
chat,
moment where you're like, just outside of habitual.
Student friend of mine about mental health with dudes, like with both men. And we're talking about how just being able to talk about it and go exactly what you're saying, just like recognize it's important. But acknowledging, for me, it's more about just going, man, you gotta acknowledge that you're a being experiencing the world in many ways, all at once, all of the time.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Like, you can't, like...
Yeah.
Man, like...